morning, I was trying to sneeze and it wouldn't come out. That's why you heard me hesitate. Morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Dis. Right. Today is Friday when usually the focus is on youth development, things that are young people. Don, please be closer to me here. Things that our young people can do to survive, anything you can do to make money legitimately. Okay, so I brought in an old friend of mine. Who will I call on now to see who will remember? Should we call on Ola Lakija? An old friend of mine from good old Yaba back in the days. His name is Don Baba. And he's one person who is making his waves quietly without making a fuss, without making money. He's a professional photographer. And I just thought to myself, I said, Don, this, a lot of people buy these phones, smartphones and whatever. They carry them around. Some of you don't know that you're carrying a gold mine around. So I brought Don here to give you a few tips on, you know, the things you can do. The use you can put your phone to is not enough for you. No, Don, some people have these expensive phones. I remember I wanted to buy a case for my phone, and my friend is from Madagascar. Zach, if you're listening in the UK, good morning to you. And I said, Zach, I want a phone with a case with a cover, you know, so that it won't break. You know, have a cover. And Zach says, Jim, you Nigerian? I said, yes. You want case with cover? I said, yes. No. You take case with no cover so people can see the phone you're carrying. I said, a lot of you, you know, when I see all the babes and so on, I want iPhone, I want this and that. And you just don't put it. Some of you should just, in reality, should be using Palasa phone, you know. But the good thing, though, Don, is that all these... Well, by the way, good morning. All these phones are playing catch-up with cameras now.
There's just as good... The future, actually.
Yes.
The future. Mobile phones are going to take over from the cameras.
Yes.
There's no question about that. It has killed a whole lot of other things. The mobile phone has killed your watch. You don't really need to wear a watch anymore.
Yes.
It's killed calendars. You know, you remember our Casio and stuff like that? Filofax.
Filofax, yes.
Everything about what you had in the Filofax.
He's even killed Tipping the Mega. Remember those days? Kofi, let me tell you, when those days, when, you know, there were no phones or anything, so if you want to go see babe, you know, he was Roger the Megan.
Yeah, you know. Or you throw a stone.
Or you whistle, yeah. You know, you whistle past the house.
You've forgotten the car horn.
You go get code.
Yeah,
papa. I had a code. One of my codes, I had many codes. Each code per person. Yeah. You know, that's
I hope they're not listening.
It's code per person.
I hope you didn't mix it up.
There was a popular one of that papam papam. There was an oil company that had it, but it was very popular. Papam
papam.
Make it more.
You know, when I remember, I don't want to mention names, but you know, though one of our ones in those days, we buy brand new Volvo car. That week was me.
Yes.
He might be listening, you know, so get in the river so he can. And he had a horn for the, you know, the babe way we they look, you know, babe, don't follow car owner. So they call that car owner. Anyway, Don, how are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, we'll talk a bit about that. Don is also planning a competition, a photo competition for phone users. Is that right?
Yeah.
For phone users. So what do we do? Do we talk about the competition before we teach them how to use the phone?
There are a lot of tips, but the competition is going to come in themes. You know, like you have football, you have food photography, you have landscape, you have cityscape, you have still life,
yes,
and everything. Now, we're trying to get people to think creatively. So the theme, like, we had a first one, it was water, based on water. How do you photograph water? Right? And you need to see the images that came in. That tells you there's a lot of quite... A young man from the University of Port Harcourt won the competition, by the way. And you need to see what he did with that. I wish we were on a TV where visuals can be shown.
Can be shown.
But all the same, It's not a like a novel idea. It's always already been done everywhere else in the world.
In
America.
Yes.
Even all the different phone manufacturers and everything, they do have their competition. So it's not exactly new. But it's how to get people to think creatively. Like, the next thing we're going to have is football. People will think about going to a football field to get a to take a photograph of a football. No. Think outside the box.
If I was to take football, for example,
yes,
I would go to where they play two goalkeepers, I1, I2.
You're still thinking of going to the field. What about your Okada rider who is wearing Ronaldo? He has a T-shirt.
That's football.
Yeah, that's football. What about a referee? What about a dirty bust ball in a gutter?
Yeah.
It's football. It's football related. You have to think outside the box. Imagery.
Tell me one thing, though. In photography, what is the most important element? The brain, or the camera?
It's perception. It's the eye. The word photography means writing with light. So what you need to think about is how is the light hitting your subject? Then you think of composition, the rules of third. Yes, when you know of the rules of third, doesn't mean you can't break it. You can break the rules when you understand the rules. But what's so important about photography is light. How does the light hit your subject, and how do you now make it from being very pedestrian and mundane and look at somebody, wow, this is beautiful.
But is there much difference between using a phone and using a camera?
A DSLR, what you call it. No. There's not, the bottom line, everything is a tool. The DSLR is a tool. The camera, what you see, it's a tool. So what you have now on the phone is a tool. It's a camera, and it's meant to be used in a certain way. A whole lot of people go on the internet and waste their data and not looking at how to learn. If you go on the internet and look at you'll see all these phone companies telling you
how to use their phones.
And how to do things, how to capture a landscape, with their phone at a certain time. These phones do have all, if you look at it, sometimes you see portrait, you see, even they have softwares. Built-in softwares that can make the phone turn it into a black and white or one thing or the other. And you can also download softwares like Snapseed or apps that you can post-produce your images and make it look. I've seen a friend of mine, Philip Trinidad. You know Philip?
Well, who doesn't know Philip? Where is he?
He's away. He's out of the country for a month.
Philip does
a whole lot of stuff these days with his phone. And he blows them up to 20 by 24. You don't see the loss of quality in it. I mean, people do have what you call the iPhones and the rest of them, or high-end phones and everything, that their resolution is 20, 30 megapixel and everything. You blow that up, you're not losing any quality. Nothing. You're not losing. The only things you don't have, which is beginning to come out on mobile phones, are the attachments. Like you want a wide angle, or you want a telephoto, which you can do with a DSLR. You detach the lens and put another one to be able to get a certain angle.
But some of these phones have this additional...
Yes, you can put that still, but they don't come true.
I've always wondered, and educate me on this. Look at my phone. Why would it have three... Are these three cameras or what?
Yes, three lenses. Three lenses.
What is all the shakara about now? I don't know which one I've used.
Yes, you're using one or the other, because when you say portrait, for example, when you click on that portrait...
Oh, it goes to another lens.
Yes. And the reason it's going to another lens is the way the portrait behaves. When you're shooting a portrait of a person, you're expected to throw the background out of focus.
Okay, so that you can...
Yes, so when you click on portrait, you find out the camera tells you go nearer or go back a little bit, go nearer.
Mm-hmm.
Why it's doing that is because it has to do what you call depth of field in photography. So when you get close to the subject, which is now portrait, your background goes out of focus, so the attention is on your subject.
Okay, I don't want to lose track. I don't want to get, enmeshed in what I consider a lecture on how to use a camera. Rather, how do we... Kofi is saying bye-bye. Mm. How do we educate our people, our young people especially, how you can make money out of this? Because these phones cost a bomb.
Wow.
The latest of this one, I heard, is almost about 3 million. I mean, hey!
Yes, when we do... hit the ground running. Anybody who wins this competition is going to make about 1.5 million as the first prize.
Cash?
Yes.
Is there an age limit?
No, no, no. It's for everybody.
Is there, I don't know you before, limit, no. I'm going to take part. because of we are looking well this morning, Lizzie, I will sponsor you into this competition and let you take the prize 100%.
Well, she's...
Let me now see if you win 1.5 million, how you will carry the whole money to the dickiness and not tell me that Uncle Jimmy, I know, no, like a good girl, we'll you take that, 1 million first.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
So how can
we're going to
how open, can people make money from this?
We're going to open the portal very soon. And
okay.
By the time we open the portal, people will register. Now, the based on that theme, and we're now looking at photo and art as well, because the boundary between photography and art, it's slim right now, very slim. You know, even on those phones that you can do Andy Warhol, what you call pop art, just by
yeah,
you can click on a button and you get what Hope poster of Obama. You remember the Hope poster? All those kind of arty stuff you do, and change the photograph from looking, well, just like a pure photograph or proper photograph, into something very arty. So it's a very slim line between photography and art right now. So it's actually photography and art competition. So you can either manipulate your photograph to look like an artwork, or just leave it as a pure photograph.
Yeah, but
it's left to the judges, because this has nothing to do with me. There's a jury that will decide who have won.
Can I lobby them? Let me see. This
we never know who they are.
I cannot say anything about the judiciary now. Okay, but the real question I'm still asking is, I need to tell my people out there that this phone you're carrying, what kind of money can you make out of it?
Yes. People are making documentaries out of phone now, you're aware.
Yes, but do you have to be trained to do that?
There's nothing you need to train yourself about that you cannot read up or
watch. On YouTube.
Or YouTube or something. Hardly anything. There's any interest you have, whatever interest you want to pursue, you can research on that thing through YouTube, Wikipedia, any of your other social media apps that gives you an idea of what you want to do. So people are actually running documentaries that they submit to competitions world. This competition is Nigerian, but you have all the mobile phone competitions in Canada, in America, and everything that is worldwide that you can apply for from here, and you're winning dollars.
Yeah.
Not just the Nigerian, it's Nigerian, because
this has nothing to do with the series.
No.
It is your own. Is it $1.5 million or
no, it's
what?
No, we deal with Naira.
I don't shine.
Ones, international ones do not only money, they do give people good camera kits as well. You know, high-end camera kits at what about, put it this way, DSLR right now, a top-end DSLR right now is about $2,000.
Yeah.
And people do win that. The issue is, would they post it to Nigeria to you? Would Amazon or KLM, any of these courier companies be able to?
No, they do. They do.
So that's
trust me.
That's the issue.
No, they do.
You know,
they
so
do.
Yeah, if you win, they will.
There's a possibility. Like I told you earlier on, it might not come completely in one piece.
Because it's been broken at some shape.
But with that, from that, they would have padded it so well. I mean, that. Yeah. Do when companies, for example, contract you for industrial photography, do you don't need credentials in photography, do you? What you need is to show your work.
Yes, but you would have apprenticed somewhere to be able to get the kind of ideas that you want. You see, if you look at water, for example, in Nigeria today, there's no company that makes water that has shot the right bottle of water. What you see, it looks like salt. I wouldn't mention any of the water companies.
Okay.
Observe every billboard that has to do with water. It doesn't matter how multinational they are. They have not been able to interpret how a bottle of water is shot. Freeze the thing. By the time you bring it out and shoot, it looks like salt. That's not water. Even if it's cold water, it should not be ice.
It should be clear.
So because they've gone off somewhere to pick up some guy who doesn't understand how it should be done, they've picked it up. But we have ad agencies who are accepting it and putting it up. It shows you how very backward and illiterate these people who call themselves creatives are. It's wrong.
Well, I think it also has to do the demand for excellence countrywide is gone.
Well, we claim to have people who have done bidding advertising and creative people over 50 years in this country or more.
The demand
you know,
for
we've had the Intels, we've had the Grants and the rest of them who have been running. So how come people who work in such places have not been able to get a decent photographer to shoot water?
Maybe we'll be saying something like, it's just like music. You know, if you want to compare what the likes of the Rex Lawsons and Nicola Pokuti, Victor Laya, what they had to go Osadebe to produce their music, as opposed to what you have now, I think it also has to do with demand. Maybe I've noticed that we no longer strive for perfection in this country.
Yeah, but when you talk,
we just dish out what we can.
In creative arts, we still have the high end of painters, sculptors, and everything, and whatever, still keeping the rules of painting. You have a whole lot of collectors in this country. They would not compromise.
Yeah.
People like the Obi Ofunnich and the rest of them would not compromise their collections. I know a whole lot of other people. You can't tell me that Bruce Onabrakwe at 91 is going to compromise his art for anybody because
No.
They're not. All the galleries in Lagos and everything up, they have people who are collecting. A whole lot of these stuff bank boys are collecting.
Can encourage. Do you think an innocent point and kill picture can make an impact?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's sometimes it's just catching the moment.
That's right. The decisive moment.
Okay, so I hope you can hear that now. You know, just still strive to learn, but even that simple point and kill,
it's like circumcising your eye to see in a certain way.
How perception. Can you circumcise the eye?
You just don't see what other people see.
It's perspective.
When they say we should circumcise the eye,
yes, because it's the eye.
You brand your eye to see what's
occurring. Oh, okay. I thought circumcising was restricted to.
No, it's not restricted to.
When I go, I want knife to cut.
No, because you know.
It's the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. It's brought to you by Amstel Malta, produced by Nigerian Breweries. It's 9:21. Don Baba is in the house. He's an ace photographer. He has a competition coming up, but also we're trying to see if we can get to teach you to make good use of that expensive phone that you bought from the shop or that your Bobo gave you or that you bought from a pickpocket. Because these are the various sources. Yeah, the one that fell off the back of a lorry. Because these phones are expensive now. Very, very expensive. Do you have to buy an expensive phone to get a good photograph?
No.
Yeah.
The camera, because to be able to upload your photograph to the portal, you have to have a minimum of the dimension that will be given. So the moment you have 100, because you're talking of pixels, and you talk about 150, the 150 pixels with the dimension of 1,000 and one thing. But because it's a mobile phone thing, it will not be blown up. But you see, this is going to give us, we have 774 local governments in Nigeria. If people enter, we will see every bit and cranny of Nigeria from their perception.
From that, yes.
Yes. So if we talk of landscapes, we talk of environmental, you know, we're talking of going green. So when we come up with environmental problems and degradation of your neighborhood, when we get to that theme, people in that neighborhood should send photographs, because all the photographs will be shown sometime in the future to see who won and all that, who did not win, which photograph win and all that.
Okay, it's 9:23. I was going to ask, should the photographs be in black and white or in color?
It's up to you. You decide.
It's up to you.
Your that's your license. Your creativity is your
license. Which allows you to be more creative, though. I think black and white.
Black and white.
By the way, you owe me a photograph.
I do.
Ah, I see. Done.
Abami.
Framed. Yes.
You get it.
Yes, I will stop and then I'll start talking about music.
You have it. There's even a new technique I'm pursuing right now where I'm converting my photographs to paintings.
That's the one I want.
Oh, no. You'll get your fella.
It's 9:24. I need to take a very short break, commercial break. When I come back, we'll continue this discussion with Don Baba, then we'll take some of the calls. So, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest, and I do have the Don Baba here. Okay, Don, so That's good to go. Now, what are the... okay, so if you've learned how to use to take photographs and whatever, what do you then do with them? Of course, you look at them, you can frame them, but we're looking at something commercial because young people these days want to make money.
Well, you can move it up. Like I said, you can convert your photographs to look like paintings.
Yes.
Yes. You download a brush, like if you're thinking of, if you have any particular artists that you're interested, you know, from the old impressionist painters like Monet, Van Gogh, and the rest of them, for a fee. Even there's some of the brushes that are free. For a free, you download the brushes and you apply the brushes to what it has to do with knowledge gain. You must learn. You must watch.
You must learn how to.
Watch YouTube to see how those things are used. And you apply those brushes to your photographs and it becomes a painting. Now, that outputted on a canvas or archival paper or one thing or the other, that photograph can sell for up to 300,000-400,000 naira.
Well, so you then go up to the gallery. Maybe I need to bring somebody who owns a... Who do you know that owns a gallery here?
There's Femi Williams.
Yes.
Iwalewa. Actually, he's reopening his gallery on the 29th of this month.
Okay. Maybe if I attend, I'll tell him
yes.
to come and... you see, because we can't exhaust this topic, obviously, but I think that if you put your mind to it, why buy all these phones and not make money off them rather than, you know, hitting the street? Do you need a laptop, though, to also now tidy it up?
No, you don't. All the softwares you need or apps you need to improve are inbuilt. Or you can download an independent one. There's actually an app called Open Camera, which if you download it to your camera, it makes to your phone.
Yes.
Your phone starts to behave like a DSLR.
Does it make that click, 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 click? I like that noise.
Well, you can mute that, the beep. You can mute that if you want to, but you can... So it's there apps now that, like Open Camera, it will make your phone behave like a professional camera because all the different facilities and apps and whatever or that you need on your DSLR, that app makes your phone behave as if you're using. So you have... exposure compensation, minus or plus or whatever, and all that. That's how your phone begins.
You know, I sit down here and I feel so stupid because I did. I don't know if you remember.
I remember you had a Canon 81.
I had a Canon, T90.
T90, yes.
Back in the days, the full manual. Yes. And then I even bought a Sony recently and I had a niece who is into photography. Mm-hmm. So I just loaded with the tripod and everything.
Carry go.
You know, don't let's waste time. If your child shows that kind of disposition, encourage them. In fact, in Nigeria of today, Don, there's money to be made on anything.
I'm trying to direct the people, their people's attention.
Yes.
Although you're saying use. It's open to everybody.
Everybody.
But the thing,
No age limit.
It's an interest. You see, everybody's a photographer in a way.
You see things.
Every sighted person is a photographer in a way. Sighted person. You see somebody who's driving past somewhere on the marina and there's a sunset over the marina, but you are not there. And he tells you, see, if you see how the sun set over marina today and everything, if I had a camera.
Yeah.
Now, but you see, when you have a camera, if camera is a tool, you pick it up and you go pick up. It's not what your eye saw that the camera captures, because there's got to be some settings of what you push up and down for it to be exactly how you thought your eyes
saw. So the first port of call for you really is to go to YouTube and learn how to set, because even for point and kill, I mean, if it's going to be on auto or whatever,
it's not going to give you what you want, because there's a meter, and that light meter is being influenced by reflective light and all that. So when it sees too much light, it will underexpose. When it sees less light, it will overexpose. So you've got to understand how you use what they call the exposure compensation dial to push it up to see how your eye saw that stuff. So that's where you're able to capture something that is quite impressive.
Okay, Open Camera app. Yes. Thank God you wrote it. Our lines are open, 0700-993-99. Don't be intimidated by the subject, okay? It's not difficult at all.
At all, it's not.
It's not. Don't be... for some of them, it's like putting, let fellas set up all the horns and whatever and let it go. Let's pick the first one. Hello. Because we are making an impact in music, I mean, for all his work.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, Wonka or Monka.
Fine, thank
you. Mrs. Oboli.
Hey, Mrs. Oboli.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm blessed to be listening in this morning. Please, I want to commend your guest this morning. Honestly, yes. You've opened our eyes to so many things we don't know. We just hold these phones and we don't even know how to use them. Thank you so much.
Mrs. Oboli, that iPhone, where are guy give you? Put it
Uncle
to good
Jimmy,
use.
iPhone, no.
Nah, lie, he give you.
Uncle Jimmy,
No, you carry that away. I say you, he give you.
Yeah, I don't know. Uncle Jimmy, so you said you have different sounds for different women. I'm a son, Hillary, sister.
Them days, not nowadays.
Not nowadays. The reason you have phone now.
This was in the 60s and the 70s, early 70s.
He was. Let's talk a bit about the country. Two old fuddy duddies. What pains you the most about being on this earth and in this country at this point in time? Have you hit 70?
I'm at the threshold of 70.
Yeah, the threshold. Very, very, very close.
Now, I think it's our educational system where it went from what they call private schools. It's nothing like a private school. We went to public schools and we all had, even put it this way, we had, if your mom sold Bolly and your father was the head of UAC,
yes,
we all sat in the same class.
Yes.
Right?
The good old St. Jude, St. Patrick's.
We all sat in the same class. So there was nothing. What they're doing today is they're raising the future armed robbers and the ones who are going to shoot people, because we're creating a parallel situation where people who feel disadvantaged will shoot the ones that they feel are creating problems for them. What's all this thing about putting up foreign flags in front of our schools?
Yeah, schools, yes.
And whatever, and telling us, I mean, aren't we going to get away from this mentality? We say we're independent and our brains have not been made independent. What's this nonsense about British curriculum? That's how they messed our brains up and said we could not speak our language. That's why most of us, you were punished for speaking your dialect.
Then
you write 1,000 times, I will not speak vernacular again. I will not speak vernacular again. They made us write that as punishment. When your mates are after school, and you don't do it during school hours. You do it after school hours. So when your mates are playing football and doing other things and netball and all that, you sat in class and writing or doing your recess period.
I'm not speaking vernacular
again. That messed our brains up today. 3/4 of us were married of the same people from the same tribe, and yet our children don't speak our own languages. And we're talking about we're being colonized. What's colonized means colon. That's cancer. You know, cancer, colonized. If you remove the knife.
Did you not read in history book that Mungo Park discovered the vernacular?
He didn't meet people there when he
came.
Bloody fool. That's how we're still getting through with the nonsense about British curriculum and everything. That's where the CIA is and the MI5s are being trained for the future. What nonsense. And you hear this, has 1 + 1 become 5 because you're going to a private school? Is it not the same 1 + 1 as this 2?
2, yes.
What's the big deal about all this whatever that destroy the system? Right? Destroy the system. Look at us. We all had the same platform, equal playing field. Today we are here talking about everybody comes with a chip on their shoulder and say, I'm going to one school and everything. If your hand not touch your ear when we're small, you know they go to school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You'll be about 4 or 5. Today we'll call crash this
from 6 months.
6 months. Then at 15, at 10 and a half, 9, a child is going to secondary school. The people who we copied it from, until you're bang on 11, you can't get into a secondary school in England.
Yeah.
If you are 11 between January and June, you get into a secondary school. If you're 11 after June, you get in the next year when you're pure 11 plus 12. Here, 9-year-old and everything are going to say they are brilliant.
They're brilliant, yeah.
There's nothing brilliant about them. That's why when they get into... Look at what we call... It's another thing I need to talk about. We talk about cultism. There's nothing like cultism on our campus. We have gangsterisms.
Yeah.
It's a shame that our universities that teach English put shun cultism. There's nothing like that. We have a bunch of gangsters on the campuses shooting one another for wearing decent clothes. That's what we're getting. You wear fancy clothes, the next guy shoots you. He's not looking at how to go to the tailor and sew his own nice clothes and everything and show off himself.
Yeah.
Now we call it, that's not cults. Cannot be. I do not agree that we have, you drive into a campus and say Sean controls. That's not cultism. That's gangsterism. That's what we're getting in the country. And it's because these young people are too young at the time they get into those institutions that they're being influenced to be able to join those organizations. That's what has happened to our country. They've destroyed it. You know, so, and since some of the lecturers were part of these organizations, they now also encourage the people who are coming to the universities to come join the organizations. So that's what we get. That's what we get.
Is it like a rollover?
It's a rollover. That's what we get. There's nothing like cultism. It's not. A cult is not an organization that wants to kill one another. You know, it's like if you're talking of the fraternities abroad, you have English, Scottish, and Irish fraternities.
Yes.
Now, if you're an English, what you call lodge in this country, if you're an English lodge member and you travel to Abuja and there's no English lodge, there's the Scottish lodge, you go and be part of the Scottish lodge.
Yeah.
But if you're of the same campus in this country and one is from one gang and you're from another gang and you're sent for youth service into Maiduguri, rather than they take you in because they've got an apartment, the moment you arrive in Maiduguri and you're outnumbered, they're looking for how to kill you.
Kill you, yes.
Is that cultism? That's gangsterism. So I think we should begin to change it and get the children to understand that you're...
Who do we hold complicit for all this?
I don't want to get into that controversy because if I tell you that, people will chop my neck off in this country. You know who the person is. You know how it all started. We know and they are at the hem of affairs in this country. Right? And they can change it. After all, when Bob Marley and they had a song problem in Jamaica, the Prime Minister at the time got Peter Tosh and Bob Marley to play a concert together and they killed whatever competition or rivalry they had, and that killed it. If you get all the heads of your gangs, right, to look at our campuses. You remember we used to promote shows, we used to bring shows from abroad.
Yes.
The easiest place to make your money was on the campus. Because you don't need radio adverts, you don't need TV. You had your crowd there.
Your crowd there, yes.
You had your crowd. So you had clubs on the campuses who you collaborate with. They take it over from you, do all the advertising and everything on their campus. So it's so gentleman club of Unilag that's bringing Todd Wall.
But you remember Havana now?
Havana, yes, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So now, can you have that kind of or whatever on the campus? No, because if one group is doing that, the other group, the other gangsters will go and
disrupt it.
So that's what you get. So we have a bunch of people coming out of...
Don, do you remember a man we called Councillor in Yaba way back then?
Yes.
You remember Nuru, Nuru's dad?
Nuru, yes, yes.
Yes. You know, he had that name Councillor till he died. And what I remember of him, even though I didn't actually know the import of calling somebody a councillor, what a councillor is, what I remember him was that he'd always come round the neighborhood. What's your gutters? Do you have any problem? Yes. That was politics back in the day.
Wale wale, guys.
Wale wale, and not wale wale, is wale wale.
Wale wale, I don't remember, but you remember.
You know, all the years we don't use wale.
You remember? Your dog could not walk around Yaba without a dog collar.
My dog go hook him.
Without a
dog collar and a license.
You couldn't ride a bicycle in Yaba or in Nigeria then. Let's not talk about Yaba alone where we grew up. You could not ride a bicycle in Nigeria without a license. I used to collect bicycle license as a kid. You know, you had different colors, yellow, green every year.
Yes. With
a different color and whatever. Some people even use that key holders later on. Right? So where did we go wrong? These things existed in this country. There's nothing.
We didn't
go to England to eat anchor butter.
No.
It was here. Kingsway had everything. Kingsway had everything.
That's too far.
Domino. Domino's next door to us.
So where is Ben, by the way?
He's around.
Ben Bruce?
Yes, sir. He lives in Lagos, yeah.
I thought he was out of town.
He lives in...
Sorry, before I run off with this thing, let me take a few more calls before... Mm-hmm. If you leave Don and I, we'll be 0240. Hello, morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, how are you?
Keep done, good morning.
Governor, how are you there?
When I hear and speak, I remember our barrister, Uncle Jimmy, Candidate Johnson.
Candidate Johnson, yeah.
Yes, the voice. Mm-hmm. These are people who are supposed to be at the corridor of affairs in this country. But where did we get it wrong?
This one, they will throw us out, too.
We chase these type of people away from corridor of power. Omar Shehu, Uncle Jimmy.
Omar Shehu.
Thank you very much.
Don't worry, when you go Ghana, I go follow you.
Oh my God, Uncle Jimmy.
He's excited now.
Uncle Jimmy.
He mama now from Ghana.
Oh my God, I don't tell you, we go die there.
No, I don't know out for Gabon.
Make noise, make noise. Oh,
okay, let's pick another one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Yes, go on. It's surprising that nobody has called to ask about the competition. Hello, hello, good morning. Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
How are you, sir?
Morning.
I'm a first-time caller on your program.
Ah, you're welcome, ma'am.
Thank you. My name is Princess Abbey.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a photographic amateur as a student of architecture abroad.
Okay.
Good.
Yes.
And I love photography a lot.
All right.
I bought a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I go to Ghana, I got two different cameras.
Yes.
But they're almost obsolete now because I've not had time to go around and take pictures. Because I like...
You have an easier one doing so now with your phone.
Please wait.
Sorry, she pressed something on her phone.
Oh.
She pressed something on her
phone. Have your phone can do what most...
Hello,
of the
good
time.
Morning.
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 Yeah, this is Don Dukwe from Sabo Yaba.
Yes.
Ogadon, good morning.
I wish you well.
The difference between my own Don has me at the end.
No, Allah, all not done.
No, that's it, you are done. So, I love the job you are doing. I would love to have that paint picture because I am photogenetic. And but I am not physically handsome, so I just love what people are saying that you can make money from anything. I did not buy Android phone for very long time until when I bought that. So people say, okay, don't buy this phone now, buy this phone now. I think for anything I buy this phone, those that are into business. So when I bought this phone, I am using it to have my residual income.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is just my plan. So people use phone just for nothing. You understand?
Yes.
So I love what you're doing. Thank you very much.
Wish you well. Thank you.
Okay. That was a song. Now, I'd like all of you to remember that Don, because I asked him twice, that you don't have to have an expensive phone to take photographs. You don't have to. The reason why I buy phones that are a bit expensive, really, let me confess, is because of the screen. I want to watch movies top-notch. You know, I want the colors right and everything right. But these days, Don, all these...
Almost everybody.
The smaller, what you call the smaller brands, they're all...
Everybody's there.
In fact, some phones, I think a Sony, for example, is 60% camera and 40% phone.
That's how
it's a camera with a phone facility added to it.
You remember what's this other one that went under? The Finnish one, the Finnish phone.
Polaroid.
No, not Polaroid. I mean phone. They went under. I think they're trying to come back.
Nokia. Yes.
Just before Nokia went under, they had a 20 megapixel camera.
Hmm.
Had a 20 megapixel camera.
What pixel camera are these?
If you look at it, when you click about the phone,
yes,
you see how big your
what is most important. Don't feel discouraged because your phone is not. Indeed, I don't want to mention brands. There's one Chinese, what people just disregard as a Chinese phone, that can match any...
See, the thing is not... Yes. We keep making a mistake of looking at the camera. It's your brain. It's your head.
Hmm.
The photography is your eye, not the tool. If you put a screwdriver in a novice's hand, you will not know what to do. But you can change a plug. If you have a bad plug or change the bulb in your hand, that does not make you an electrician.
Yes.
You won't go fooling around with electricity when it's beyond... it's a tool. The saw in the hands of a carpenter. It's different with a saw in your hand if you have to just cut up something. The bottom line there is that photography has to do with your perception. It's your eye. How is the sun hitting your subject? What's your composition? That's what you need to look at. Then you can take it further by processing it with the software to make it more contrasty or change it to black and white or whatever. That is your license of how creative you want
to be. Talking of the sun... Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be nice to advise anybody taking photographs to have the sun behind you?
No, that's not true.
God I asked now.
No, that's not true. It was
really?
No, it was not. It was the days of when the company Kodak gave you a camera and say you take the photograph and we'll do the development. So to be able to,
I see.
Yes, to be able to do that, they want. But you see, when you put the sun behind you, and if you're doing a portrait, for example,
yes,
your subject begins to squint. Because yes, the sun is
yes,
in the right.
In the eyes,
so
yes.
They squint and everybody has this squinty,
yes.
Cheesy smile about them and everything. But if you put the sun behind your subject, think about it, just get a white cloth and throw the light back. So you reflect the light coming. So you get a very uniform light that's reflecting. On the other hand, if your camera has a flash, you use the flash to compensate for the sun.
There, okay. Right, so,
against the sun. On there again, you have what you call the exposure compensation dial. If you look at it, it has numbers. You'll see it has plus and minus. So when you point your camera at the sun, like I said before, it's like if you're in a room, for example, and NEPA takes light. If you sit down there for a very long time, you find out you start to see the shapes of the furniture in the room and everything,
yes,
because
your
retina begins to open more and more and more and more. So, and if at that point in time somebody shines a touch at you, you lose your temper because your eyes shut too fast. It doesn't.
Yes.
Yes. You know, like if you, like when the policeman shines a torch at a checkpoint at night, you usually, you know, you lose. You say, oh, come on, why you put that mask?
Also,
why
you don't correct?
Uh-huh. So that is because your retina is shutting down too fast. It's not controlled. That's what happens. The same thing you have with a camera, because the camera has a shutter speed. So with the shutter speed, when you have the sun behind the person, you now open up. Because the meter is looking at the thing that, oh, it's too bright, so it's shutting his eyes down. So that's why it's your brain that takes the thing as a tool.
Because time is going. Is there a school of photography in Nigeria?
They claim to have, I don't know.
Who are they?
Some people claim to have a school of photography, but not.
So we don't have like a well-established.
We don't, as far as I know. Yaba College of Tech has something. Awuchi has something. University of Lagos at Janiki has something, but I don't see the graduates coming from there yet. I'm not aware.
Where did you learn your trade?
I learned at school in England.
In England. Mm. This one, don't go England, shop potato.
No.
Of all the photographs you have taken down, which is the which do you like the most? Not the subjects.
No.
If you don't say it's the subject, then it could be woman.
Well, I'll tell you, I have the greatest fella photograph in life.
And that's one you want to give me?
Yes. It's not fella, it's Abami.
Abami.
We grew up in the same neighborhood with fella.
Yes.
When he was smoking Fanta.
Smoking, yes.
Light and drinking Fanta.
555.
Mass.
Mars, and then
went bicycle.
I went to Three Rings.
Three Rings, yeah. So, but he was a Fanta drinking and a fly smoking nice guy.
Okay, sorry, I have a question. So I wanted to ask if you, like he said, he was asking about schools of photography and all that. So for people who are looking to like learn, are you open to teaching anytime soon?
I did a lot of teaching initially when I got back to this country. As if I should put it out, where most of the next best photographers in this Nigeria come from my stable. The T.Y. Bellows and the rest of them, the Sheyi Bodelosing and the rest of them, they started with me.
So do we have a place? Is there? I think you should think about it. If you could have like a clinic.
Yes. I've just been. I guess Lagos State or something wants to do it. Empowerment.
And beautiful.
Somebody has just contacted me to come up with an idea to
beautiful.
train about 100 photographers for Lagos State.
Ah, that would be nice. Yeah. And I didn't go pay.
I only agree to do stuff like that on my own terms. That the people must be given equipment.
Yeah, there's no
because
point.
If you're talking empowerment, I've done it for the real estate. As a matter of fact, 10 out of the people, the first militants, true militants that came out when Yar'Adua, President Yar'Adua gave the amnesty.
Yes.
I ran a workshop for the River State government training the initial 10 photographers who wanted to do photography. Out of the 10, 6 of them are practicing photographers in River State today.
Good.
But I did it on the ground that they must give them a camera and a laptop. If you say you're empowering somebody,
yes,
don't give me 10 people and give me 2 cameras. They must go do their... You see, you do not learn football by reading book. You can't learn football, but you must.
I read all the book, and I don't do pass two goalkeepers. I won, I two.
You can't. This is something that requires hands-on. So if you're going to empower the people, give them the equipment. They use the equipment to start, right? At the end, we had an exhibition. We had 18 works, 26 works at the exhibition after this training. 18 works were sold right there and then.
For about how much?
Well, it was some kind of token we were giving to the militants, but we gave them the money.
Yes.
We gave them the money at the exhibition at, one of the hotels, the top hotels in Port Harcourt at the time. They sponsored.
Done. We got to go. We got to go. It's 9:51. Thank you very much.
I wish you well.
For coming. How can you be contacted for? How, what do you need to go online to be part of this competition? Quickly.
I've forgotten mobile phone for the.
Okay, you know what? give it to me, and I will tweet it.
Okay.
So by the end of today, go to my Twitter handle.
Yes.
I'll put it on my Twitter handle. Yes. I'll put it on my Twitter articulate inquiry. Instagram.
MPPCA Awards.
MPPCA Awards. If you Google it,
yes, you will get it.
Ingo, come on.
Google it. Come on.
Thank you very much. It's been nice talking to Don Baba. I'm going to do something close to this tomorrow. Celebration is in the air.
Yes.
So I'm starting off tomorrow with Wega Adelaja, Lobito.
General.
The General. The General. So he'll be here tomorrow. I will be talking about, I'm tired of all these politics. No, I can't carry me out for this Nigeria. I don't tire. You know, every day you wake up to something that will agonize you. I was telling you this morning, I don't tire, you know.
It's crazy.
Anyway, to something to relieve me, we'll talk about, what's it tomorrow? About Afrobeat and stuff like that, and compare it to the...
If we're talking about Afrobeat, we must not forget the Clusters International, who was our neighborhood.
But those ones in Morocco.
No.
With Hikers, Clusters.
Clusters and everything, but Mono Mono, it's a member of that. The man who made it possible for the likes of Shino Peters and the rest of them to become popular is our neighborhood. They forgot. It was 2 doors away, 4 doors away from you.
Sonny?
No, the drummer. Lauli Akins.
Akins, yes.
He was at the junction of Spencer.
Yes, I remember.
He lived on the junction of Spencer. He was about 5 houses away from you.
We had quite a number of them. Shegu Bokno was there.
Yeah, Shegu Bokno was there.
Lofi Amao was there.
Shegu was on a commercial. Isabo. 2021 commercial.
I was thinking of his house.
He was whatever. They were all in our neighborhood.
I was thinking of his house.
Yes, yeah, so okay. Eddie Small. Montgomery,
he's
passed on. No, he's passed on.
He's passed.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, look. Go. Let me get my work done. So we'll be here tomorrow, 9 o'clock, with Lobito and talk about Afrobeat. I think the whole of next week I don't want to talk politics or anything. Person will not get paper and make it go sort himself out. I beg. I'll see you all tomorrow at 9. What's up?